Okay, sure. Can we switch
it then?
Yeah. Pardon me?
Okay.
Yesterday we spent the afternoon together.
Včera smo skupaj preživeli popoldan.
With many of you talking about the kingdom of God.
Z mnogimi od vas smo govorili o Božjem kraljestvu.
And we see that when the king came to the earth.
I videli smo, da ko je kralj prišel na zemljo.
In human form.
V človeški obliki.
He began to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
Je začel predigati evangelij kraljestva.
Not the gospel of salvation.
Ne evangelij odrešenja.
Around the world today, most people, most Christians have only heard the gospel of salvation.
Večina kristjanov po svetu so slišali samo o evangeliju odrešenja.
And of course we must be saved in order to enter the kingdom.
In seveda moramo biti odrešeni, če želimo vstopiti v kraljestvo.
But in all of the teachings of Jesus.
In ampak po vseh učenjih Jezusa.
In all of the parables.
Po vseh prilikah.
We see that he's teaching the kingdom.
Vidimo da on uči o kraljestvu.
And helping his people to understand how the kingdom of God operates.
In je želel pomagati ljudem, da bi razumeli, kako Božje kraljestvo deluje.
And one time Nicodemus came to him, a Pharisee at night.
In nekega dne je k njemu prišel po noči, Nikodem, ki je bil farizej.
And he was inquiring, he was asking questions about what Jesus was teaching.
In on je njega spraševal vprašanje o tem, kaj Jezus uči.
And Jesus said to him, you must be born of the Spirit, born from above.
In Jezus mu je rekel, ti moraš biti rojen iz duha, moraš biti rojen od gore.
You must be born twice.
Moraš se dvakrat roditi.
Physically into the world.
Fizično v svet.
And then born again of the Spirit of God.
In ponovno se moraš potem roditi od Božjega duha.
And that's really about the only place that we see Jesus teaching on salvation.
In skoraj je to edini kraj, kjer vidimo, da Jezus uči o odrešenju.
It's like salvation is the door.
Kot da bi bilo odrešenje vrata.
But the Lord wants us to pass through into his kingdom.
Skozi katera Gospod želi, da vstopimo v njegovo kraljestvo.
He does not want us to live here at the door.
On ne želi, da mi živimo med vrati.
Most Christians get born again.
Večina kristjanov se na novo rodi.
And they spend their entire Christian life living at the door.
In celo kršćansko življenje živijo pri vrati.
And every once in a while they look in.
No vsake toliko časa malo pogledajo skozi
vrata.
Ampak živijo pri vrati.
No life.
Nobenega
no power.
Nobene moči.
No victory.
Nobene zmage.
Just living at the door.
Samo živijo pri vrati.
And one day they'll die.
Nekega dne bodo umrli.
They'll pass into the kingdom.
In bodo vstopili v kraljestvo.
But the good news is.
Ampak dobra novica je.
When you're born again, you can pass into the kingdom now.
Ko si ponovno rojen, lahko takoj stopiš v kraljestvo.
You don't have to wait till you die.
Ne rabiš čakati, da boš umrl.
Holy Spirit has been given unto us as a foretaste of the kingdom yet to come.
Sveti Duh nam je bil dan za to, da imamo predokus tega kraljestva, ki prihaja.
Yes, it is in part.
Sorry.
It is in part.
Yeah, to ni še v celoti.
We will not experience the fullness of the kingdom until the king comes again.
Mi ne moramo okusiti čisto polnost kraljestva, dokler se kralj ponovno ne vrne.
But we can experience some of the kingdom now.
Lahko pa že zdaj začenjamo okušati to kraljestvo.
And so Jesus came and began his ministry on the earth.
In ko je Jezus začel svoje delovanje na zemlji,
he began to demonstrate the power of the kingdom.
Je začel kazati moč, kakšno moč ima to kraljestvo.
The kingdom of God, he said, is among you.
Božje kraljestvo je med vami, je
rekel. Because the king is among you.
Ker je kralj med vami.
Yesterday we talked about some of the kingdom culture.
Včeraj smo malo govorili o kulturi Božjega kraljestva.
We talked about the culture of grace.
Govorili smo o kakšna je kultura milosti.
And we talked about the culture of excellence.
In o tem, kakšna je kultura odličnosti.
I want to spend a few minutes today talking about the culture of authority.
Nekaj minut bi rad govoril še o kulturi autoritete.
Let's look at the ministry of Jesus as we began.
Poglejmo, kakšno službo je Jezus opravljal. Veste o Jezusu iz Nazareta, ki ga je Bog mazilil s svetim duhom in z močjo. Hodil je iz kraja v kraj, ter delal dobra dela in ozdravljal vse, ki so bili pod hudičevo oblastjo, za kaj Bog je bil z njim. Apostolska dela 10:38.
So not only is Jesus savior,
ne samo da je Jezus obrešenik.
He's also Jesus the healer.
Ampak on je tudi zdravnik.
The baptizer of the Holy Spirit.
On je tisti, ki krsti s Svetim Duhom.
And he's Jesus the deliverer.
je tisti, ki osvobaja.
He came to demonstrate that the kingdom of God is here.
On je prišel pokazati, da je Božje kraljestvo tukaj.
And that the authority of the king is far greater than the authority of the devil.
In da je avtoriteta kralja dosti večja od avtoritete hudiča.
A huge part of his ministry was going everywhere he went, he found people that were oppressed.
Večji del njegove službe, pri tem, ko je hodil okrog, je bilo to, da je osvobajal ljudi, ki jih je hudič uklenil.
And everywhere he went, he set captives free.
In kamorkoli je šel, je osvobodil jetnike.
I believe the ministry of Jesus is the same today in the 21st century as it was in the first century.
Jaz verujem, da je Jezusova služba lahko čisto enaka danes na 21. stoletju, kot je bila takrat.
Jesus went around, the Bible, John says in 1 John, he went about everywhere destroying the works of the devil.
Piše v Janezovem evangeliju, on je šel na okrog in uničeval hudičeva dela.
There's still works of the devil all around us?
Še vedno so okrog nas hudičeva dela.
Are there any oppressed people in Novo Mesto, in the surrounding villages?
A je v Novem mestu in v okolici, a so kakšni ljudje, ki so obsedeni?
Because if that's the case, then Jesus has a ministry he wants to perform here.
Če so, potem zagotovo ima Jezus načrt in službo, katero želi tu opraviti, da bi
bili zadovoljni.
Zdaj pa on svoje služenje dela skozi nas.
Take a look at how Jesus was anointed when he began his ministry.
Poglejte, kako je bil Jezus mazilen, ko je začel svojo službo.
He began his ministry by in the synagogue one day taking the scroll of Isaiah and reading from Isaiah.
Nekega dne je on vzel svitek in bral iz Izaije takoj. Duh Gospodov je nad menoj, ker me je mazilil, da prinesem blago vest ubogim. Poslal me je, da oznanim jetnikom prostost in slepim vid, da pustim zatirane na prostost, da oznanim leto, ki je ljubo Gospodu.
There are many people all around us.
Veliko ljudi je okrog nas.
Friends and relatives and neighbors.
Prijatelji, sorodniki, sosedje.
People that we work with when you go to work on Monday morning.
Ljudje, s katerimi delamo, ko gremo v ponedeljek v službo.
And they are literally captives of the enemy.
In oni so dejansko ujetniki sovražnika.
They're like prisoners of war, bound against their will, and they don't even know it.
Oni so kot zaporniki, ki so jih v vojni ujeli, ampak sami tega ne vedo, da so zvezani.
Part of the anointing that the king brings to his kingdom is the anointing to set captives free.
Maziljenje, ki ga prinaša kralj svojega kraljestva, je to, da se ujetnike osvobaja.
To go behind and into enemy lines.
Da gremo na sovražnikov teritorij, za njegove linije.
And take those captives.
In vzamemo te ujetnike.
And free up from the chains of darkness.
In jih osvobodimo verig teme.
The powers of darkness.
In moči teme.
Let's take a look at how this spiritual battlefield operates, how it looks.
Poglejmo, kako duhovna bitka izgleda, kako to vse skupaj deluje.
Here in Corinthians, Paul says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
V Korinčanom piše, da se ne bojujemo v skladu z mesom.
We have a battlefield that we must understand.
Mi moramo razumeti, kako duhovno bojevanje poteka.
If you would read this.
Preverimo.
Second Corinthians.
Res živimo v mesu, a se ne bojujemo v skladu z mesom. Orožje našega bojevanja ni meseno, ampak ima v Bogu moč, da podira trdnjave. Podiramo razmisleke in vsakašno visokost, ki se dviga proti spoznanju Boga. In vsako misel podvržemo poslušnosti Kristusu.
So the battlefield is literally the battlefield that's about, it's about, just about what that is, maybe 15 centimeters?
Torej, bojno polje je kako dolgo? Samo 15 cm.
It's not a big battlefield.
To ni veliko bojišče.
Ne? It's not a battlefield as far as you can see in all directions.
To ni takšno bojišče, ki bi lahko gledal in gledal v vse smeri, ko se naj bi končalo.
A battlefield is right here between these two ears.
Bojišče je točno tu v temi ušesi. To je naše bojišče.
That's your battlefield.
To je tudi tvoje bojišče.
And that's the battlefield of everyone else that we know around.
In s tem se borijo čisto vsi, ki so okrog nas.
On that battlefield, life and death will be determined.
Od tega vojnega polja je odvisno, ali se bo končalo življenjem ali smrtjo.
And like any battle, we need to understand the battlefield.
In kot vsak, pri vsaki bitki moramo poznati teren, kjer se borimo.
We need to understand the enemy.
Borimo. Moramo razumeti sovražnika.
We need to understand the weapons that we've been given.
Moramo razumeti orožje, ki so nam bila dana.
So I was in the military 32 years.
Jaz sem bil 32 let v vojski.
And never could I imagine that we would send soldiers onto a battlefield that they did not understand.
in si ne predstavljam, da bi mi poslali vojake nekam na neko polje, ki ga ne bi poznali.
Against an enemy that they do not know.
Proti sovražniku, ki ga ne bi poznali, razumeli.
Or with weapons that they don't know how to use.
Ali z orožjem, za katere ne vejo, kako naj ga uporabljajo.
Yet that's what much of the church does in the world today.
Ampak danes v svetu cerkve delajo točno to.
Not here.
Ne tukaj.
But in many other places.
Ampak na mnogih drugih.
I ask pastors all the time.
Ves čas sprašujem pastorja.
Do you know anything about spiritual warfare?
A vi veste, kaj je v duhovnem vojskovanju?
And in more and more instances, most instances, they say, never heard of it.
In v večini primerov oni pravijo, o tem še nismo nikoli nič slišali.
How can we set captives free?
Kako potem lahko ujetnike osvobodimo?
If we don't understand the nature of warfare.
Če sploh ne razumemo naravo bojevanja.
And the fact that this is a major ministry of the Lord Jesus.
In dejstvo, pa je, da je to večji del Jezusovega služenja.
When we look and study the New Testament, we see everything in the New Testament, every miracle is done in the New Testament.
Če preučujemo novo zavezo, bomo videli, da je čisto vsak čudež, ki je bil storjen.
We can find in the Old Testament.
Ga lahko najdemo tudi v stari zavezi.
People were raised from the dead in the New Testament.
Ljudje so bili obujeni od mrtvih v novi zavezi.
And we find people that were raised in the dead in the Old Testament.
In tudi v stari zavezi lahko najdemo primere, ko so bili ljudje obujeni od smrti.
Mighty miracles.
Mogoči čudeži.
There's one thing that we do not find in the Old Testament.
Ene stvari pa ne najdemo v stari zavezi.
That we find only in the ministry of Jesus.
In jo najdemo samo v času, ko je Jezus služil.
And that's this ministry of deliverance.
In to je ta služba osvobajanja.
A demonstration of the kingdom's power on the earth.
To je demonstracija Božje moči na zemlji.
Jesus was accused one time as he was casting devils and driving devils out of people. The Pharisee says, well, you're of the devil, Beelzebub, you too.
Jezusa so farizeji obtožili, ti ki izganjaš demone, ti sam si med njimi.
And Jesus said to them, he says, if I by the finger of God drive out demon powers, then this is proof that the kingdom of God is upon the earth.
In Jezus je rekel, če jaz z Božjo močjo izganjam demone, potem je to dokaz, da je Božje kraljestvo na zemlji.
This term, finger of God, is used throughout the Bible.
In z Božjo močjo, ta Božji prst, to se skozi celotno Biblijo ponavlja.
Okay, the finger of God means, prophetically, it means the power of God.
Božja roka, Božji prst predstavlja Božjo moč.
The Bible says that by the finger of God, God drove brought the 10 plagues upon Egypt.
Pravi Biblija, da je Bog poslal, oziroma Božja roka poslala nadloge nad Egipt.
So Jesus said, by the finger of God, by my authority, the authority given to me, this proves that the king is among you.
In Jezus je rekel, po tej Božji roki, moči, ki se izkaže skozi mene, to je dokaz, da sem jaz resnično iz Božjega kraljestva.
Nobody in the Old Testament had to obey the devil.
Nihče v stari zavezi ni rabil Boga, ki hudiča.
How great the prophet was.
Ne glede na to, kako velik je bil prerok.
But when Jesus, the king, came.
Ampak ko je Jezus, kralj, prišel.
The sinless one.
Tisti, ki je bil brez greha.
He had authority over all principalities and powers.
On pa je imel autoritetno nad vsemi vladarstvi in
oblastmi. Nowhere in the Bible do you see demon-possessed people running up to the prophets of old and crying out, please be merciful on us.
Nikoli nismo videli, da bi v stari zavezi pritekal obseden človek preroku in bi rekel, in bi duhovi govorili iz njega, bodi usmiljen do nas.
Now even demon-possessed Jezebel was not afraid of Elijah.
Tudi Jezabela, ki je bila demonsko obsedena, se ni bala Elizeja.
But when this Christ man, Jesus, came on earth,
ampak ko je Jezus Kristus prišel,
demon-possessed people would run to him and cry out, O Son of God, be merciful, please don't judge us now.
So pritekli te, ki so bili obsedeni k Jezusu in so rekli, Božji Sin, usmili se nas, ne pošli sodbe še nad nas.
And everywhere he went, demons feared him.
In kamorkoli je šel, so se ga demoni bali.
Why? Because he had greater authority.
Ker je imel večjo autoriteto.
He had the authority to send them directly into the abyss, judge them and send them directly into the abyss.
On je imel moč in autoriteto, da jih je poslal direktno v brezno.
And one day in final judgment he will.
In na končni sodbi bo to tudi storil.
So, these three things Paul talks about in the battlefield of the mind.
O teh treh stvarih govori Pavel, kadar govori o bitki v umu.
He gives them in reverse order, talks about strongholds, but so let's go through the process. It begins with thoughts.
Torej, pojdimo skozi celoten proces. Začne se to v mislih.
The Greek word literally means evil thoughts. lies.
Grška beseda dejansko pravi, to so zlobne misli, laži.
If those lies go on long enough, then they become imaginations and judgments, prideful judgments.
In če se te misli dovolj dolgo hranijo in razmišljajo, to postanejo
becomes prideful judgments.
To postanejo ponosne sodbe.
I know better than you.
Jaz vem bolj kot ti.
I know better than God.
Jaz vem celo bolj kot Bog.
Right? What happened to Adam and Eve in the garden?
Kaj se je zgodilo z Adamom in Evo?
The battlefield of the mind.
Bitka v umu.
It wasn't throughout all of Eden.
To ni bilo po celem Edenskem.
The battlefield was right there in the mind of Eve, right there in the 15 centimeters of Adam.
Ampak, kaj se je zgodilo? Tam, pri Evi se je začela bitka in v tistih 15 centimetrov od Adama.
And Adam, the devil spoke an evil lie to them.
In hudič jima je spregovoril zlobno laž.
And instead of resisting the devil,
in namesto, da bi se uprla hudiču,
he said, oh, wait a minute, let's think about this a little bit.
Sta rekla, no, pa malo premisliva o tem.
And those evil thoughts became prideful judgments.
In te zlobne misli so postale sodbe, so se oblikovale.
Adam and Eve believed they know better than God.
Adam in Eva sta mislila, da vesta več kot Bog.
God said, don't do this.
Bog je rekel, tega ne stori.
Yeah, okay, we know better than him.
Ah, dobro, mi že bolj vemo kot on.
And if these prideful judgments go on long enough, they move to the third phase, which they become strongholds.
In če ta premišljevanja, te sodbe, so dovolj dolgo skupaj, se to še nadaljuje in postane trdnjava.
And the Greek word for stronghold literally means a fortified fortress, like a grade, ki vidimo si posod na vsaki hrib. That's the word.
Grška beseda za to trdnjavo dejansko pomeni fizično kot grad, ki jih mi vidimo.
It's a fortified belief system built around lies.
To je prav sistem, ki je zgrajen iz samih laži.
Lies of rejection.
Laži zavrženost.
Lies of fear.
Laži strahu.
Lies of unbelief.
Laži nevere.
Unbelief that kept an entire generation of Israelites from crossing over into the promised land.
Nevera, ki je celotno generacijo Izraelcev toliko zadržala, da niso prišli v obljubljeno deželo.
And so we need to learn how to fight the battle.
Zato se moramo naučiti, kako biti to bitko.
Bring every thought, evil thought, captive to the obedience of Christ.
Mi moramo vsako zlobno misel podrediti poslušnosti Kristusu.
I watched, I can remember as a young boy watching this.
Ko sem bil še mlad deček, se spomnil, da sem nekaj gledal.
My mother was always a little fearful.
Moja mama je bila vedno bolj boječa.
She'd say, be home as a teenager, be home at 11.
Vedno mi je rekla, pridi domov do 11. ure.
And 11:01.
In če je bilo 11:01, če me ni bilo doma,
the thoughts began.
So se začele njene misli.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Where's my son?
Kje je moj sin?
What's happened?
Kaj se je zgodilo?
Something's wrong.
Nekaj je narobe.
There must be an accident.
Gotovo je nesreča.
By about 15 minutes later,
čez 15 minut,
she had imaginations.
Je že imela privide.
She could see me in a car accident and sirens going and police ambulance is coming.
Kar videla je, kako sem jaz, kako je prihaja po me rešilec in sam luči so bila prižgana.
If I didn't make it home soon after that,
če kmalo potem nisem prišel domov,
oh, yeah.
Je bilo hudo.
Okay. See the battlefield, how this goes.
Razumete, kako to deluje, to bitka, ta bitka?
We don't bring that disobedient, rebellious spot captive immediately. There's a process that goes.
Če ne bomo takoj to uporno, zlobno misel zadržali in jo zaprli, se bo nadaljevalo.
It's a process that can become very serious over time.
To je stvar, ki lahko postane zelo huda skozi čas.
I went to my medical checkup last not long ago.
Nekaj časa nazaj sem šel na zdravstveni pregled.
They put me into the waiting, into the examination room, waiting for the doctor.
Dali so me v čakalnik, torej pred ordinacijo sem sedel.
And they have this picture on the wall, it's in every room.
In so imeli takšno sliko na steni.
No, and I was looking at this picture.
Ko sem to gledal.
And when the doctor comes in,
je vstopil zdravnik.
The first thing he usually asks you.
In ponavadi, ko zdravnik, torej ko greš zdravniku, te najprej vpraša.
On this scale, where are you?
Na tej lestvici, kje bi se ti dal? Kam
you have any pain?
A imaš kje bolečine?
And tell me where on here is your pain? Is your pain very little?
Povedi
or is it very severe?
Ali je tvoja bolečina bolj mila ali je že zelo huda?
And I was thinking about that and I thought, boy, how many people are experiencing not just physical pain, but they're experiencing emotional and spiritual pain.
Jaz pa sem ob tem pomislil, koliko ljudi doživlja duševne in duhovne bolečine.
And as leaders and pastors and as ministers.
In kot mi, ki smo kot vodje, pastori ali samo služabniki.
And ask this question to our friends and neighbors and relatives.
mi je dobro da sprašujemo tačno vprašanje svoje sorodnike,
where are you going here emotionally and spiritually?
Duhovno in čustveno, kje si ti?
We need to know.
Moramo vedeti.
There's tremendous suffering going on in churches all over Slovenia and we don't even know what's happening.
Zelo hudo trpljenje vlada po slovenskih cerkvah, mi pa sploh ne vemo, kaj se
dogaja. Because this is a topic we generally talk about.
Ker to ni tema, o kateri bi govorili.
Maybe more so here in this church.
Morda v tej cerkvi bolj.
But many other denominations and churches, they don't ever talk about this.
Ampak druge cerkve in denominacije pa sploh o tem nikdar ne govorijo.
They're not even sure they believe the devil's real.
Niti ne vejo, če so prepričani o tem, da hudič obstaja.
I came out of a church a little while ago and one of the ladies came out.
Pred nekaj časa sem šel iz ene cerkve in je neka gospa šla ven.
Yeah, and I greeted her and I said, how are you doing?
Bil sem tudi tam in sem jo pozdravil, kako ste?
She said, oh, I'm a three.
In je rekla, številka tri sem.
I thought that was super.
To se mi je zdelo.
She got me.
Sorry.
She understood. She's...
Yeah, torej ona je razumela to moje sporočilo.
So what basically starts off is what the Bible calls flesh.
Kako se to začne? Biblija temu pravi torej mesene stvari.
Can become increasingly more serious over time.
In skozi čas te stvari postajajo hujše.
Thoughts that are not captured.
Razmisle, ki jih ne zaustavimo.
Become choices.
Postanejo izbire.
And those choices become imaginations.
In te izbire postanejo predstave.
And then eventually become habits.
In sčasoma to postane navada.
And eventually they can become strongholds.
Na koncu postane to trdnja.
What starts off as flesh,
kar se začne v mesu,
which has to be crucified,
in to moramo križati,
and we cannot cast out flesh.
Mi ne moramo izgnati mesa.
We cannot bind flesh.
Mi ne moramo vezati mesa.
I wish we could.
Jaz si želim, da bi lahko.
There's only one remedy the Bible gives us for the flesh.
Samo eno zdravilo nam Biblija daje za meso.
That's the cross.
In to je križ.
Jesus says, pick up your cross.
Jezus je rekel, dnevno vzemi svoj križ in mi sledi.
Whenever God's will,
kada bo Božja, kada je Božja volja,
comes in conflict with our will,
kada bo Božja volja prišla v konflikt z našo voljo,
that's the cross.
Je to križ.
Jesus went on the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane before he ever was nailed to wood.
Jezus je šel na križ že v vrtu Getsemani, še preden so ga pribili.
He cried out, praying, Father, let this cup pass from me, if it's possible.
On je jokal, Oče, naj gre ta kelih mimo mene, če je mogoče.
I don't want to do this.
Ne želim storiti tega.
Nevertheless, thy will be done.
Ampak, tvoja volja naj se zgodi.
And he made a choice.
In on je naredil izbiro.
He picked up his cross.
Pobral je svoj križ.
Long before, a choice he made, long before he was ever nailed to a tree.
To je bila odločitev, ki jo je sprejel veliko prej, preden so ga pribili na
dejansko.
Kada torej meso operira v našem življenju, mi se moramo takrat odločiti.
I say no to my flesh.
Da rečem ne svojemu mesu.
And I apply the grace of God.
In kličem Božjo milost.
We talked about yesterday.
O tem smo govorili včeraj.
And I humble myself.
Ponižati se.
Gratitude.
Biti hvaležen.
Walking in truth.
Hoditi v resnici.
Many things that we can do and must do to activate the power of grace in our lives.
Veliko stvari je, ki jih moramo mi narediti, da aktiviramo Božjo milost v svojem življenju.
So, if this goes on long enough, a one or a two or a three can become a four or five and six and it can really move in this direction.
In torej, če te stvari ne zaustavimo, se to samo premika od ene številka ena naprej vse do konca.
I would say in every church I go to, someone comes up to me and tells me that unbelievable how many people are in mental hospitals today.
Jaz po cerkvah pohodim, ne morem verjeti, koliko ljudi pride k meni, ki imajo te težave ali pa so celo v bolnišnicah psihiatričnih.
Yeah, they go to church on Sunday morning and then Monday morning they check back into the hospital.
Oni pridejo v nedeljo v cerkev, v ponedeljek pa grejo nazaj v umobolnico.
Or they're on some sort of medication.
Ali pa jemljajo neka zdravila.
And they've been diagnosed with manic depression or some sort of psychological disease.
Dali neke diagnoze psiholoških bolezni, kot so manična depresija in podobno.
Now please hear me. I'm not saying that all things like this are demonic.
Jaz nisem rekel, da so vse te stvari demonske.
There are perhaps certain kind of mental illnesses.
Mogoče obstajajo neke duševne bolezni.
Body or biological imbalance, chemical imbalances in the body.
Ali pa neka kemična neravnovesja v telesu.
But I also believe the majority of them are diseases. it's demonic.
Ampak jaz verjamem, da je večina tega demonsko.
And only the authority of Jesus, the King, has authority over demonic powers.
In samo autoriteta Jezusa kralja ima moč nad temi demoni.
No medication is going to help.
Nobeno zdravilo ne bo sebi pomagalo.
Getting a label saying, okay, you know, now you know what your problem is, you're manic depressive. Okay, that doesn't help.
Tudi to, da jim dajo nalepko, aha, zdaj si ti pač manično depresiven, to jim nič ne pomaga.
There's only one answer to all of the oppressed and hurting people in the world.
Samo en odgovor je za vse zatirane in trpeče ljudi na svetu.
That's the Lord Jesus Christ working for you.
To je Gospod Jezus Kristus, ki dela skozi tebe.
No plan B.
Ni plana B.
Now, we're going to be very limited in helping people if we don't understand this ministry.
Mi bomo zelo omejeni pri pomoči tem ljudem, če ne razumemo tega delovanja.
And so my intention today is just to try to explain this and make this concept simple.
In moj namen danes je, da vam tole predstavim in da vam bo to bolj enostavno razumeti.
Let's go very quickly through and let me give you just some of the major ways that the enemy is able to get into our lives.
Rad bi vam pokazal, kateri so načini, skozi katere hudič lahko pride v naša življenja.
And then we'll talk about how to get him out.
In potem bomo govorili o tem, kako ga pa ženemo.
Number one, and these are no particular order of importance.
To ni zdaj razvrščeno potem, da bi prvo bilo najpomembnejše, ampak pač samo jih naštejem.
Right in the very beginning of the Bible starts teaching us, explaining to us generational iniquities or curses.
Že čisto na začetku nam Biblija predstavlja te generacijske grehe oziroma prekletstva, ki grejo iz generacije v generacijo.
And as God gives the Ten Commandments to Moses,
in ko Bog da 10 zapovedi Mojzesu,
most of them are very simple.
So večina njih je zelo preprosti.
Very short.
In kratki.
Do not kill.
Ne ubijaj.
Do not steal.
Ne kradi.
Do not commit adultery.
Ne prešuštvuj.
But when it comes to worshiping other gods,
ko pa pride do oboževanja drugih bogov,
suddenly it's a much longer.
Je pa to precej daljša zadeva.
Let's go ahead and read that if you would from 2 Moses to, from Exodus chapter 20.
Preberimo se iz 2. Mojzesove 20, 4 do 6. Ne delaj si rezane podobe in ničesar, kar bi imelo obliko tega, kar je zgoraj na nebu, spodaj na zemlji ali v vodah pod zemljo. Ne priklanjaj se jim in jim ne služi, kajti jaz, Gospod tvoj Bog, sem ljubosumen Bog, ki obiskujem krivdo očetov na sinovih, na tretjih in na četrtih, tistih, ki me sovražijo, toda izkazujem dobroto tisočem tistim, ki me ljubijo in izpolnjujejo moje zapovedi.
Okay, so here is a category of sin.
Tu imamo neko kategorijo
peka, has a very, very significant consequence.
Ki ima zelo hude posledice.
It can actually be a sin that I commit that actually can affect up to 4 generations after me.
Greh, ki ga jaz storim, lahko vpliva še na 4 generacije, ki prihajajo za mano.
It's the sin of idolatry, of worshiping other gods other than the true God.
Recimo greh malikovanja, če malikujem in ljubim druge bogove namesto Boga.
Ne? In Isaiah 53, the scripture that we many times quote.
V Izaiji 53, ki ga dosti krat citiramo, piše.
Isaiah said that the Messiah, speaking of his crucifixion,
da Mesija, ko govori o svojem križanju,
that he would be wounded for our transgressions.
Torej, da bo Mesija križan in strt zaradi naših prestopkov.
And he would be bruised for our iniquities.
Strt zaradi naše krivde.
Eh? You see, there's transgressions and there's iniquities, two things.
Vidite, so prestopki in so transgressions
and iniquities.
In nepravičnosti.
And you see, that's the exact same Greek word, that's the exact same Hebrew word that's used in Exodus.
Čisto ista beseda se tukaj uporablja, kot je bila tam v prvi Mojzesovi.
That says the iniquities will go to the third and fourth generation.
Pravi, da bodo te prestopki šli iz tretje v četrto generacijo.
You see, Jesus died to destroy those iniquities as well.
Ampak vidite, Jezus je pa umrl, da te stvari prekine, te prestopke.
But if we don't even know this,
ampak če mi niti ne vemo, da nas spremljajo,
the enemy has a certain advantage.
Ima sovražnik prednost.
Take a look at this.
Poglejte si tole sliko.
If I look at me and my choices,
to sem jaz in moje izbire,
my transgressions,
moji prestopki.
I also had parents, father and a mother.
Imam tudi starše, oče, mati.
Is there anyone here that didn't have a father and a mother?
A je to kdo, ki nima očeta in mati?
Everyone had one at some point, ne? Okay.
No, ampak enkrat ste jih imeli. Ne?
They had fathers and mothers.
Oni so imeli svoje očete, matere.
And look what happens when we get to the second, third, in the third generation and up to the fourth generation. There's 30 people in our generational line.
Poglejte, mi če gremo samo za dva ali tri kolena nazaj, mi že imamo 30 ljudi.
Is it possible that any of those 30 people made covenants with the devil?
A je možno, da je to izmed teh 30 ljudi naredil zavezo s kraljičem?
That worshiped the gods of this world?
Je kdo od teh oboževal bogove tega sveta?
And said, give me wealth, give me anything, and I will give you my children.
A je mogoče kdo od teh rekel, daj mi bogatstvo, daj mi premoženje in jaz ti dam svoje otroke?
Is it possible that any of these were 30 people were not born again Christians who did not know the true God?
A je mogoče, da kdo izmed teh 30 ni bil na novo rojen in ni poznal Boga?
And since they didn't know the true God, they worshiped other gods? Is that possible?
Ker niso poznali pravega Boga, da so oboževali lažne bogove. A je to mogoče?
Je mogoče.
And so that means generational iniquities could be operating and flowing down and we don't even understand.
To pomeni, da morda se te prestopki prenašajo vse do danes, pa ne, tega ne razumemo.
Because sometimes it skips a generation.
Včasih pa preskoči generacijo.
You see divorce go down the generations.
Vidite počasi, da gre ločitev iz generacije v generacijo.
Alcoholism go down.
Alkoholizem gre.
We see other kinds of iniquities go down.
Tudi ostali grehi se prenašajo.
And many times the enemy will skip a generation.
Včasih pa sovražnik preskoči generacijo.
Why?
Zakaj?
Because he doesn't want to see what's going on.
Ker ne želi, da bi kdo lahko dobil, kaj se
dogaja.
Če oče imel ta problem,
and my grandfather had this problem.
In moj dedek imel ta problem,
and my great-grandfather had the same problem.
In moj pradedek imel ta problem.
The devil's a little smarter than that.
Vidite, hudič je mečkaj pametnejši
od tega. He'll skip a couple generations so that we do not see what's happening.
On včasih morda preskoči kakšno generacijo, da ljudje ne bi ugotovili, kaj se dogaja.
And normally when we get beyond our parents and maybe our grandparents, we have no idea who these people are.
In mi ponavadi svoje starše, pa stare starše, pa morda še prav starše poznamo, ampak nazaj pa več ne vemo, kaj se je dogajalo.
Couple years ago, my youngest daughter,
pred nekaj leti je moja najmlajša hči, bila stara 15 let,
she came under suicidal thoughts.
In ona je dobila samomorilne
misli.
Jaz nisem vedel, kaj se dogaja. Pod mojo hišo. Nisem imel pojma.
And she was planning suicide.
Ona je planirala samomor.
Thank God the Lord revealed this.
Potem je, hvala Bogu, Gospod to razkril.
She got scared enough to tell me.
Dovolj se je prestrašila, da mi je to povedala.
I found out there was a generational iniquity operating.
In kaj sem jaz ugotovil? Da gre to iz generacije v generacijo.
She was adopted.
Midva sva jo posvojila.
And so her family genealogy, her physical line is not mine.
In torej njeno družinsko drevo ni enako mojemu.
And guess what happened just before this?
In veste, kaj se je zgodilo pred tem?
Her biological grandmother,
njena biološka babica,
is demonized,
je bila demonizirana.
And she committed suicide.
In je naredila samomor.
Now what do you suppose a demon does when you die and your body is put into the ground?
Kaj vi mislite? Kaj demon naredi, ko vi umrete in vaše telo gre v grob?
You think they go into the grave with you?
A vi mislite, da gre skupaj s telesom v grob?
No, they're released.
Oni so izpuščeni.
And they're going looking for another home.
In hitro iščejo in iščejo drug home.
And guess what the very first place that they're going to look?
In kaj mislite, kje bo prvi kraj, kamor bodo šli?
Where they have legal right.
Tam, kjer imajo pravico.
And that spirit left her and went looking and looking for the most vulnerable and weakest, best opportunity.
In duh je zapustil to telo in je šel iskat najbolj ranljivo možnost, kam bo šel.
And my daughter was vulnerable. She came under attack.
In moja hči je bila ranljiva, prišla je pod ta napad.
She didn't know how to bring thoughts captive.
Ona ni znala teh misli ujeti.
Those thoughts became imaginations.
In te misli so postale ideje, predstave.
I'm not worthy.
Jaz nisem vredna.
No one loves me.
Nihče me ne ljubi.
I have no friends.
Nimam prijatelje.
I'm stupid.
Neumna sem.
I'm ugly.
Grda.
And on and on and on it goes.
In kar naprej je to šlo.
In my house, I don't even know this is happening.
V moji hiši pa nisem vedel, da se to dogaja.
What a foul devil.
Kako je pretkan hudič.
Once we were aware of it.
Ko smo to zavedli se tega.
We dealt
it. Smo s tem opravili.
And we broke those generational curses.
Mi smo prelomili ta prekletstva.
The authority of the Lord Jesus.
Za autoriteto Jezusa Kristusa.
These things were dealt with the price paid for on the cross.
Kaj ti to ceno je Kristus plačal na križu.
Okay. So, that's the understand generational iniquities.
Rozumete, kakšni so te postopki?
Yeah, let me go a little bit faster, so we're running out of time.
Malo hitreje, da ne bo zmanj
kročati. Yeah, here's another way the enemy gets into our lives.
Drugi način, kako sovražnik pride v naše življenje, so okultne prakse.
The Bible has a great deal to say on this subject.
Biblija veliko govori o tem.
Let me be clear.
Naj bom jasen.
It is forbidden.
Prepovedano je to.
Now, I see people taking pictures, that's fine. I'm leading these slides with Dennis and here. So you can have these slides if you want them. So you don't have
to si slikate, ampak jaz bom itak pustil to pri pastorju, tako da potem lahko dobite vse te zapiske.
Throughout the law of Moses and throughout the Bible, New Testament and Old Testament, occultic practices are forbidden.
Skozi celotno Biblijo beremo o tem, da so okultne prakse prepovedane.
Why?
Zakaj?
Because it opens the door and gives the enemy legal rights into our life.
Ker to odpre vrata in sovražniku da prosto pot do naše notranjosti.
Some of these occultic practices are superstitions.
Na primer, okultne prakse so vraževerje.
Ne? They may not be, you know, witch going and making, you know, poisons and special brews or whatever. It can be very simple.
To je lahko zelo preprosto, da ni nujno, da gre za uroke in napoje in takšne stvari.
I first moved into Slovenia.
Ko sem se najprej preselil v Slovenijo.
And I was in a car and it was summer. I was in a car with somebody.
Sem bil v avtu z nekom in je bilo vroče poletje.
And I rolled down the window to get a little bit of air.
In sem dal dol okna, da bi malo zraka prišlo.
And Slovenci in the car with me. Oh!
In Slovenec je naredil. Oh!
I said, kaj narobe?
Kaj sem pa, kaj pa je?
He said, oh, we can't have a prepih. We can't have a prepih going in here.
Prepih je, veter bo zapihal.
I said, are you serious?
Sem rekel, pa si ti res.
Why?
Zakaj?
Because we'll catch a cold.
In prehladil se bom.
So I said, you believe that if you get wind blowing on you, you will catch a cold.
In jaz sem rekel, torej ti verjameš, če bo veter zapihal na te, da se boš prehladil.
That's superstition.
To je vraževerje.
It's not the Bible.
To ni Biblija.
Give me a verse on that one.
Dajte mi vesito.
My son and my daughter, stay out of the wind so you do not catch a cold. Proverbs 23:12.
Pregovori 35:2, sin in hči, varuj se vetra, ker boš imel prehlad. In potem prila enkrat moja mama.
My kids were younger, but they were running around in the house with their bare feet. Ne bere sopate.
Moji otroci so tekali po hiši brez sopat.
Moja mama je skoraj norela.
Moja mama je
norela. I said, what do you mean?
Sem rekel, pa kaj
misliš? Bare feet.
Ja, gori so.
Ja.
Ja, vidim.
Imajo zapate. Ok.
Imajo zapate.
And I said, okay, what? She said, they'll catch a cold.
Rekla je, pa prehladili se bodo.
So you believe that if you walk with your bare feet, you're going to catch a cold.
Torej ti veruješ, da če boš hodil brez copat, se boš prehladil.
Yes, you believe.
In ona je to verovala.
Okay, that's superstition.
To je vraževerje.
Okay, and I believe me, all cultures, here in the Balkans, even more so, as I travel around, I see a lot of occultic traditions.
Verujte mi, jaz veliko potujem po Balkanu in ugotavljam, da je tukaj še več okultnih praks kot drugje.
Obviously, those are simple examples and they can become much more. I was in Maribor and one day I was called to help a family and the individual, the dad, was an actual Satan worshipper.
He was what?
A Satan worshipper.
Okay. Torej, nekakrat dnes so me poklicali v Maribor k neki družini in dejansko je bil oče te družine oboževalec, častilec hudiča.
Ne, tremendous demonic attacks were attacking the family.
In tle, to družino so napadali hudi demonski napadi.
Terrible nightmares.
Grozne noče more.
They would wake up in the morning and their daughter and they would have scratches all over their body.
Zjutraj bi se zbudili in bi njihova hčerka kar naenkrat imela praske po celem telesu.
And a friend invited me to come and meet with them.
In prijatelj me je poklical, naj se z njimi srečam.
And he told me your story.
In rekel sem, povejte mi vašo zgodbo.
When I was a young boy, teenager, we used to do animal sacrifice and demonic rituals up on top of the hill right there in Maribor.
In on je rekel, na vrhu Maribora smo mi, ko smo bili mlajši, delali žrtve, smo klali živali po noči.
Yeah. You believe that people around you are actually engaged in those kind of practices?
A se vi zavedate, da ljudje, ki so okrog vas, so v takšne prakse vključeni?
Not everybody, but they're out there.
Ne vsi, ampak so tam zunaj. Ne?
And I said, well, let me explain to you the kingdom. The Lord Jesus Christ has far more authority than any demonic power.
Kristus ima veliko, veliko več moči kot katerikoli
drugi.
In zdaj bomo v vaši hiši pokazali, kaj to pomeni.
And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
in v imenu Jezusa Kristusa,
drive out all demonic powers,
smo izgnali vse demone,
break all curses,
preklicali vsa
prekletstva.
Vse smo te prakse
uničili.
Zapovedali smo v imenu Jezu, da vsi demonski vplivi izginejo
iz hiše.
Jaz nisem molil po očetu, jaz sem govoril direktno s sovražnikom.
Jesus never prayed to the Father over a demon possessed
person. Ne, Jezus ni nikdar molil oče za to demonsko osebo.
Because he understood
delegated authority. In on razumel, da je njemu dodeljeno
oblast.
Dal je autoriteto.
He had to exercise that authority.
In on je mogel autoriteto uporabiti.
When he has said that Jesus says, now go forth in my name, and he delegated his authority to us.
In ko je Jezus šel v nebo, on je svojo autoriteto prenesel na nas in je rekel, v mojem imenu boste delali to in to.
I left the house.
Šel sem iz hiše.
No manifestations, no Hollywood theatrics.
Ni bilo sploh nobene manifestacije, nič takšnega, kar nam prikazuje. Šel sem domov.
I went to bed.
In šel sem spat.
A few days later, I said, let me call this family to see how they're doing.
Čez nekaj dni sem si rekel, moram poklicati to družino, da vidim, kako so stvari stojijo.
Let me tell you.
In so rekli, naj ti povem.
All the nightmares stopped.
Vse nočne more so se prenehale. Vsi napadi so končani.
He wasn't a believer.
In on ni bil vernik.
He says, this makes me believe.
Je rekel, zaradi tega pa verujem.
This is truly more powerful than what I have been serving.
To je pa res močnejše od tega, čemu sam jaz služil.
I believe this ministry of deliverance is one of the most evangelistically powerful ministries that we have.
Jaz verujem, da je služba osvobajanja ena izmed najbolj močnih služb, s katerimi lahko evangeliziramo.
We can argue about theology.
Mi se lahko prepiramo o teologiji.
People are interested.
Ljudi ne briga.
Unsafe who care.
In je sam.
But when you see a demonstration of power,
ko pa ti vidiš izkaz moči,
whoa, now I'm ready to listen.
Zato so pripravljeni
to slušati.
Zato so pripravljeni se vprašati.
And I must go much faster.
In jaz moram biti hitrej.
Okay, number three, traumatic events.
Številka tri, traumatični dogodki, zloraba.
Many people have experienced physical or mental or sexual abuse.
Veliko ljudi je doživelo ali fizično ali psihično ali spolno zlorabo. In takšne travme lahko odprejo vrata sovražnikov.
Another kind of abuse is spiritual abuse.
Obstaja tudi duhovna
zloraba. You've not, but I'm old enough to be around. I've been in churches where I've been under spiritual abuse.
Jaz sem že dovolj star, da sem videl tudi cerkve, v katerih je šla, se je dogajala huda duhovna zloraba.
Manipulation, intimidation, control.
Manipulacija, ustrahovanje, nadzor.
Rejection.
Zavrženost.
From the leadership.
Od vodstva.
Demonic.
To je demonsko.
Is it possible that the enemy cannot be operating so freely even in our churches?
A je mogoče, da sovražnik celo v naših cerkvah deluje, tako odprto?
They can.
Seveda je.
They do.
In to se tudi dogaja.
Obviously another major area the Bible speaks a great deal about is not forgetting.
Zelo velika in pomembna stvar, ne odpuščanje.
Why did Jesus put so much emphasis on that?
Zakaj je Jezus toliko poudarka na to?
Because if we do not forgive,
ker če ne odpustimo,
we cannot be forgiven.
Nam ne bo odpuščeno.
And we open the door to the enemy.
In odprli smo vrata sovražnikom.
Jesus right, Jesus says that tormentors will come and torment.
Čisto pravico imajo, tudi Jezus je rekel, prišli bodo te, ki vas mučijo in vas bodo mučili.
Another one, the Bible speaks a great deal of great emphasis of Jesus is offenses and judgments.
Jezus pravi, da velik udarek tudi tem prestopkom in obsojanju.
We talked about that a bit yesterday as well.
To smo že tudi včeraj malo govorili.
We need to be careful in our judgments.
Mi moramo biti pozorni, da ne obsojamo.
Rooted in our own pride.
In da s tem, da to ni zakoreninjeno v našem
pravosti.
Ker to da sovražniku vrata.
Number six.
Šest.
Is soul ties.
Duševne vezi.
A soul tie is when two spirits join, when there's a covenant that is being made in the spirit realm.
Ko se na duhovnem področju med dvema duhovama splete vez.
And the Bible speaks about many kinds of soul ties.
In veste, Biblija govori o veliko duševnih sporih.
Some are positive.
Nekatere so pozitivne.
In fact, God created the idea.
To idejo je Bog ustvaril.
In Genesis, the Lord says, let a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and the two will become one flesh, a soul tie.
V prvi Mojzesovi je Bog rekel, naj mož zapusti očeta in mater in naj žena postane ta eno. In to je takšna vest.
When a husband and wife marry, they're not just bound together physically, they're bound together as one emotionally and spiritually.
Ko se mož in žena poročita, nista samo fizično združena, ampak se ta, to združenje zgodi tudi na duševnem in na duhovnem področju.
So Paul's writing to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 6, he says, do you not realize?
Pavel piše Korinčanom in pravi, ali niste spoznali?
That if a man joins himself with a harlot, with another woman, not his wife.
Če se mož združi s prešuštnico, ne s svojo ženo.
He becomes one with her.
On postane z njo eno.
It's a covenant.
To je zaveza.
So people don't realize this, and the devil certainly doesn't want our society to realize this.
Ljudje tega ne spoznajo in hudič nikakor ne želi, da bi naša družba to spoznala.
Sex, physical sex, is an act of marriage.
Spolnost, spolno dejanje je izkaz, to je pravzaprav poroka.
It is a covenant.
To je zaveza.
Agreement. A covenant in the spirit realm.
To je narejena zaveza na duhovnem področju.
That's why Satan wants people to sleep around as much as possible.
In zato hudič želi, da bi ljudje vse naokrog spali z vsemi drugimi.
Because when we join with somebody else, we join with their generational iniquities too.
Ko se mi združimo z nekom drugim, se mi združimo tudi z njegovim duhovnim ozadjem, iz njegovega generacije.
If we don't have enough problems ourselves, imagine joining to two or three or four or five or meeting many more other generational networks.
Ko da mi želimo dovolj svojih problemov, maj se še štirimi, petimi, drugimi, temi vsemi družinskimi drevesi združimo.
And these things have to be broken in the spirit.
In te stvari je treba zlomiti v duhu.
There is other kind of emotional. I prayed with a young teenage girl just last week.
Prejšnji teden sem molil za eno mlado najstnico.
And she was texting somebody in a friendship chat room.
Ona se je v neki klepetalnici pogovarjala z nekom.
Next thing you know, we're talking more and more every day.
Vse več in več smo se pogovarjali.
All night long.
Cele noči.
I love you.
In kmalo so se pojavile besede.
Oh, ljubim te. I love you back.
Tudi jaz tebe.
No, close to each other.
Nikdar se nista zbližala.
But this became a soul tie. Emotional soul tie.
Ampak pazite, to je postala duševna, čustvena vez.
And we had to break that soul tie.
In to vez smo morali zlomiti.
We prayed and we broke it.
Molili smo in to zlomili.
And of course the foundation of everything is Satan's lie.
In seveda temelj vsega pa so sovražnikove laži.
Now I am frequently asked, almost all the time, can a Christian be demon possessed?
Jaz zelo pogosto vprašam, ali je lahko kristjan demonsko obseden?
And the word demon possessed or demon oppressed is not found in the Bible.
In besede demonsko obseden pravzaprav ne najdemo v Bibliji.
The Greek word literally means to be demonized, come under the influence of a demon power.
Ampak grška beseda dobesedno pomeni, da prideš pod vpliv demonov.
So ask the question correctly.
Torej pravilno treba vprašati.
It's easier to answer.
Če pravilno vprašamo, je to lažje odgovoriti.
Can a Christian be demonized?
Ali je kristjan lahko demoniziran, da pride pod vpliv?
Is it possible for a Christian to do any of these things?
A je mogoče, da kristjan dela kjer izmed teh stvari?
Is it possible for a Christian to be bitter?
Je mogoče, da je kristjan zagrenjen?
Is it possible that a Christian won't forgive?
A je možno, da kristjan ne odpusti?
Is it possible for a Christian to be judgmental?
A mogoče je možno, da on obsoja?
The answer is yes.
Če odgovor ja,
then the answer is yes, they can be demonized.
Potem je odgovor ja, lahko je demoniziran.
Maybe one or two or three.
Morda en, dva ali tri.
Maybe three, four, five, six.
Morda šest.
It could be was less serious or more serious.
Torej, lahko smo na tisti lestvici, ne? Lahko je to bolj resno ali manj resno.
Okay, let's go now through the how we deal with the enemy.
Zdaj pa pojdimo na to, kako se pa mi soočimo zdaj s sovražnikom.
The most powerful member, our assistant, our counselor and helper to us in this ministry is the Holy Spirit.
Največji pomočnik, svetovalec v tej zadevi je Sveti Duh.
He is the Spirit of truth.
On je duh resnice.
There is no lies in him.
V njem ni laži.
The devil is the father of lies.
Hudič je oče laži.
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
Sveti Duh pa je duh resnice.
Is always more powerful than lies.
In resnica je vedno mogočnejša od laži.
So the first step is the Holy Spirit wants to give revelation, he wants to reveal to us truth.
In prvi korak je to, razodetje Svetega Duha. On nam želi razodeti resnico.
If we deny the truth, if we resist the truth,
če pa se ne upiramo resnici in jo zavračamo,
he cannot help us.
Nam pa ne more pomagati.
If we will step into the truth,
če pa stopimo v resnico,
he can help us.
Pan nam lahko pomaga.
If we refuse to admit I'm a sinner, I'm lost, I need a savior. If I will not walk in the truth, he cannot, the Lord cannot save me.
Če nočem priznati, jaz sem grešnik in rabim odrešenika in nočem hoditi v resnici, nam ne more pomagati.
The Lord desires that none should perish.
Gospod si želi, da se nihče ne bi pogubil.
But we know many, well, most will perish.
Ampak mi vemo, večina se bo pogubila.
Not because of God's will.
Ne zaradi Božje volje.
Because of our choice.
Ampak zaradi naše izbire.
And so the Holy Spirit wants to constantly, I've been at this for 40 years, and for 40 years the Lord continues to reveal areas that I need healing, that I need deliverance, that I need to be touched.
Jaz sem že 40 let kristjan, ampak veste, Bog še vedno, Sveti Duh mi še vedno razkriva področja, na katerih potrebujem svobodo, na katerih potrebujem ozdravljenje. To je konstantno.
Number two is repentance.
Kesanje.
I think we've all heard this before, right?
To smo že slišali, pa ne?
Repentance is simply changing our minds and changing the direction of the story.
Kesanje je tisto, ki spremeni našo smer, kamor gremo, čisto drugam.
Jesus said in his gospel, this is the beginning of the gospel, repent, for the kingdom of God is upon you.
Jezus je rekel na začetku evangelijo, pokesajte se, kajti Božje kraljestvo,
repent, the kingdom of God is upon you.
Pokesajte se, kajti Božje kraljestvo je prišlo k vam.
Repentance says, okay, I will not agree with that lie anymore.
Kesanje pravi, ne bom se več strinjal s to lažjo.
Okay, I repent of it.
Kesam se
zato.
Ne želim več biti udeležen na tem.
Number three is renouncing.
Tri, odrekanje.
I want you to picture this. It's literally tearing up a legal verbal agreement.
Dejansko ta beseda sama pomeni trganje enega dokumenta, ki je bil legalno sklenjen.
Jesus said, the Bible says that life and death are in the power of our words.
Božja beseda pravi, da je v oblasti jezika smrt ali življenje.
And many of us have no idea of what the kinds of things come out of our mouth.
In kaj vse pride iz naših ust?
I'm stupid.
Neumen sem.
I always fail.
Vedno nikar ne bom uspel.
I'll never succeed.
Nikar ne bom
uspel. No one likes me.
Nihče me
ne mara. Everything I touch doesn't work.
Vse, česar se dotaknem, se propade.
Put a tape recorder on for one week and see what comes out of our mouth.
En teden si nastavi, da te cel čas snema in boš videl, kaj vse govoriš.
What we don't know is when we speak those words, we are literally making a verbal, legal agreement with the enemy.
In mi ne vemo, da mi dejansko po te stvari izgovarjamo, delamo dokument in podpisujemo pogodbo s hodičem.
And then when we struggle and Lord help us and Lord deliver us and in all of these various things,
Potem pa mi govorimo, joj Bog, pomagaj mi, reši me, ampak hodič reče, ha, jaz sem pogodbo s sabo.
Renouncing the verbal contract says, I, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I tear up any words that I've spoken that have come out of my mouth that are not the truth of God.
In odrekanje pomeni to, da se odpoveš, odrečeš vsem besedam, ki si jih izrekel in so prišle iz svojih ust in so proti Bogu.
And then, of course, forgiveness.
In seveda odpuščanje.
Ne? Forgiveness, sometimes forgiving God.
Včasih,
we have to forgive God.
Moramo odpustiti Bogu.
We're angry against God.
Ker smo jezni na Boga.
I had one friend of mine who was just, he was unbelievably anti-Christ.
Jaz sem imel enega prijatelja, ki je bil neverjetno imel je duha antikrista.
You say, Jesus. He would jump up, start screaming and swearing.
Ko si rekel, samo si rekel potiho, Jezus, in on skočil in začel preklinjati, se dret.
Sometimes I pray for him.
Časi sem molil za njega.
And after 4 months,
nekaj časa sem molil
za njega.
In po 4 mesecih
sem go for a walk.
Sem ga povabil na sprehod.
He got me for a minute, man. Aha. And he told me what was happening.
Torej, on je njega povabil in mu je povedal, kaj se je dogajalo.
He said, I was engaged to a beautiful girl.
Rekel, bil sem zaročen s prelepo deklico.
Dinner one night.
Nekod sva večerjala.
And when she was driving home,
in ko se je peljala domov,
a drunk driver hit her head on and killed her.
Je se v njo zaletel pijan voznik in jo ubil.
How could God have let that happen?
Kako je Bog to lahko dopustil?
And he opened the door.
Otvoril je vrata.
The boss. He's the boss. How could God let that happen? There's the thought.
In bila je ta misel, kako je lahko Bog to dopustil?
Did that come from the Holy Spirit or did that come from the devil?
Je to prišlo od Svetega Duha, od hudiča?
Okay? And then the imaginations began.
І зачелесу се представя.
And this continued for a while.
І то що напрей.
If God really loved me, if he really loved her, this could not happen.
Ін се мисли, че Бог хрест мене люби, че Бог хрест ні он любив, то се не би могло здати.
How can an all-powerful God allow this to happen?
Како лако всемогучий Бог доволи да се то здати?
He's not all-loving or he's not all-powerful.
Али он нас не люби, альпа ні всемогучим.
And eventually those imaginations become strongholds, castles built.
Ін то все є тако напредувало, да се то постане тргняве.
But thank God Paul says that the power of the kingdom can shatter and pull down strongholds.
Ама хвала Богу, Господ прави да има моч ки подира трдњаве.
And we got a revelation of what was happening.
И кој он добил разодете, тега кај се догаѓа.
He prayed and I just simply led him through repentance.
И јас он се зачел кај сад, јас сам го волив скози то.
He tore up any legal words, any documents that he made with his words.
Он се одрекол тем беседам и прекинул те погодби ги ќе имеа со родиче.
And then he needed to forgive God.
И потем е морал он отпустити Бог.
He had to forgive himself.
Себе морал отпустити.
And these first four are all very closely tied to legalities in the spirit realm.
И на все тоа е зело повезано за легалностио на небешко
царство. God is the Father sits on a throne, authority, judgment.
Оче седи на трону, судбе.
And he can't just do what he wants to do.
И ампак не може да делати како жели.
He is his word.
On je svoja beseda.
And so things have to be done according to the word.
Тоа ствари морају бити наредени точно тако како што повесеје.
So if we refuse to forgive, we cannot be forgiven.
Че тоа ми не желимо отпустити, тоа ни нам не би отпуштено.
If we refuse to walk in the light and confess our sin.
Че ноќемо ходити у луѓе и признати свој грех.
Heaven cannot release us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Потем нас туди небеса, Бог не би очистил сè неправедности.
Does that make sense?
Ама ми е тоа логично.
So once we go through these four things.
Кога креемо скрози тие четири ствари.
The doors have been closed.
Со врата затворена.
And the enemy has no more legal access.
И ходиќи веќе нема достапа до тебе.
Now we can deal with him.
Затоа мораме ид.
Now we exercise the authority in the name of our Lord. And we remove those demonic influences.
Затоа мораме извршити тоа Христосово авторитето кој нам ја Бог дал и нам страните сè демонска сила.
See, in the early days, I would just go right straight to number five.
Веќе вчасни сам јас шел директно на штивилку.
I didn't understand why it didn't work.
Па не сум разумеа за кое тоа не делува.
Or why it didn't last.
Али за кое не трае.
Because I didn't understand the first four.
Ке не сум разумеа први штири.
If all the door is open.
Ќе пусти врата отворена.
You kick the devil out.
And
the door is open.
Че се врата отворена.
What's he gonna do?
Како стои?
What did Jesus say he's gonna do?
Кај е Јесус рекол да постои?
He'll find some more buddies and they'll come back.
Ше, други седам си во поискани и шел назад.
Не? Number six.
Шест.
Very important is resisting.
Зело помемно е упрети се.
These first five can go very quickly. It can matter be a matter of minutes or a matter of an hour.
Во тих првих петих се начелома тоа зводи хитро, тоа лако решимо во едни ури.
Depending on how severe the situation.
Одвисно туди од сериозноста ситуација.
How severe the abuse.
Колку ресна е злораба.
Whether we're dealing with just imaginations or whether we're dealing with a 30-year-old stronghold.
Грев за разлика, ако се ние ухвалиме само за некои представи, а креже за тоа 30 стари тргња.
Number six could take a little bit more work.
Затоа е потем при 46 лако велико веќе дело.
We have to resist the devil.
Мораме се упреки.
James says, you resist the devil and he shall flee.
Јаков прави, уприте се ходичу и ма побегни од вас.
He's really just quoting how Jesus the King modeled and showed us how to resist.
И дејанско он цитира тоа како нам е Јесус показал да најсе упирамо ходичу.
Did Jesus come under attack, come under the devil's attack in the wilderness?
Али е Јесус а ходич напало во пушчави?
He did.
Ја е.
Three times.
Три кога е пришел на
напало. He didn't wait while Jesus was strong and healthy. He waited for 40 days until Jesus was at the very point of death.
Он не пришел на зачетку, кој е Јесус е примочек и мочан. Он не пришел чисто на концу, кој е Јесус же бил на задни точки.
Не, and then the devil comes.
Така ти он пришел.
Ha, if you're the son of God, here's a demonic thought.
Че си Божи син, тако демони делуваат.
40 days ago, God the Father spoke from heaven.
40 дни назад е Бог Отче преговорил из небес.
This is my beloved son.
Тоа е мој љубени син.
40 days later.
Satan is
saying, if you're the son of God.
Ходиш прави, че си Божи син.
Think the devil will ever try to come and tempt you and question you and get you to question?
А вестта ходич приде тако да вас спрашуја, да приде за помош.
Oh yeah. If you're the son, he's going to challenge your identity.
Он се справи на твој авторитет, он прави чеси го.
Не на авторитет, identity.
Identitet, така
ми е. If he did that to Jesus, I think he's going to do it maybe to you or me.
Че е тоа дело Јесусо, поготово тоа дело туди таи.
And how did Jesus protest?
И како се Јесусо паро?
It is written.
Записано е.
And he quotes from Deuteronomy.
И не цитира из Библија.
And the devil, he resists the devil.
И се упорил дичо.
With the word.
С беседо.
And what the devil do?
И кај го дичо дело?
He fled.
Побегнув е.
Okay, that doesn't mean he turned around. He fled. That means he ran.
Не се обрни почаси од корака, ампак е спежал.
He comes back again.
Па е спет пришел.
And again, Jesus hits him with the word. It is written.
И спет го Јесус удари с беседо. Записано е.
You shall not tempt the Lord your God.
Не бош скушам Господа својот Бога.
And then again, the third time.
И третиш.
He quotes again from Deuteronomy.
Спет цитира.
You shall not serve any other God.
Не бош служи другому Богу.
And the devil flees.
Now
after three times, the devil was finally convinced that this isn't going to work.
Се тоа трикрат годило е догодиш кончио препричан да се да не го шло.
And there was no fourth time.
И не било веќе четвртата.
Why?
Закај?
Because the devil was convinced that all he's going to get from Jesus is he's going to get slammed with the power and authority of the word.
Кога се годиш препричан од тем да Јесуса не било тоа би другега како ударец во
Јесуса. Jesus knew how to resist.
Jesus se vedo kako se naj upravi.
We need to learn how to resist.
In tudi mi se moramo tega.
How long, even after you're set free, how long will the enemy try to come back again through the door?
Toliko si že osvobojen, koliko krat pohodič prišel in skušal nazaj na ista vrata.
He will try as long as he thinks he can win.
On bo toliko časa poskuša, dokler se mu zdi da on lahko zmaga.
Once you convince him that you know who you are.
Koga boš pa prepričal, da ti veš kdo si.
And you know who Christ is.
In veš kdo je Kristus.
And that greater is the Christ in me than you.
Veći tisti ki je u tebi kod vas
svetu.
Potem se ako začeo puštati
primjeru.
Popusti tvoje finance. Popusti tvoje otroke. I popusti tvoj posao.
I popusti tvoj zakon pusti
primjeru.
And then finally number 7.
Number 7.
Is accountability and fellowship.
Odgovornost in družba.
The Bible speaks a great deal of koinonia, true fellowship, communion.
But Biblia pravi o tisti pravi skupnosti.
We need some accountability. Accountability.
In mi vsi potrebujemo skupnost in nekaj, na kar se lahko zanesemo.
I'm the 211 emergency call for many leaders in the country.
Jaz sem za mnoge vodje v državi klic številka za to je takoj me kliča na pomoč.
Yeah, and when someone's in crisis, they need help.
Кој некој во кризи потребува помош.
I'm available for many of them to pray with them, to help them resist.
И јас сум на волја за многу да им помагам во молитви, во упирање.
Very many of them hold them accountable.
Sorry.
They've asked me to hold them accountable.
Многи сум јас да се лако за најсера мами.
This is how I do that.
In tako to počnem.
I said, okay, we'll meet next week.
Rečem, dobro, srečali se bomo.
When we come, I want you to tell me, as you've been praying all week, I want you to tell me what lies the Holy Spirit has revealed to you that you have believed in the past.
Torej, vedno se to govorim. Srečala se bova čez en teden, v tem enem tednu boš molil, katere laži ti je sovražnik navrgel.
And I want you then to tell me what scriptures the Holy Spirit has given you, the truth he's spoken, and what scriptures you are using to resist the devil.
In hočem da sprašuješ in da dobiš vrstice od Svetega Duha, s katerimi se moraš boriti proti hodiču na tej zadevi.
They come back the next week.
Naslednji teden se vrnejo.
And they didn't do that.
И че нисо тега сторили,
then I can't help you.
Ја не мора помагати.
But if they come back,
че па се врнеја,
like one leader last, just before last month, they came back and it was unbelievable the things that God had showed them.
И прејшни месеци, рано тоа што ја пишал ен водија, тоа се биле неверојатни ствари кои само е Бог показал.
And the Lord gave them and desires to give them the truth of God's word.
И Господ му ја желел и му ја туди дал резница Божја
беседа. So I said, okay, so you've been resisting these lies with these truths, with the word of God.
Затоа сам рекол, тој тем лажен си се упирал со Божја беседа.
I said, how's it working?
Сам рекол, како ти гре?
He said, it's working.
Ја рекол, делуја.
How long will this continue?
Како долго тоа што се
događa? Until you convince the devil that you know who you are and you know who he is.
Kim sem rekel, dokler ne boš prepričal hudiča, da veš, kdo si ti, da veš, kdo je on.
When the devil attacks you and all he gets is the word of God slammed in his face like a hammer.
Ko te hudič napade in če dobi nazaj samo udarec s kladivom, s Božjo besedo v obraz,
he will leave you alone.
Nas bo pustil pri miru.
He's evil, but he's not stupid.
On je zloben, ni pa neumen.
Does this make sense?
A je to vam logično?
There's all kinds of deliverance models that are out there, but they all basically boil to these steps.
Različna učenja so glede tega, kako naj bi to potekalo, ampak vse pride nazaj k tem korakom.
And so what I'd like to do is we're kind of closing now, or if we've run out of time.
Moramo počasi zaključiti, zato želim.
Turn it back over to Denis.
Bomo predali besedo spet Denisu.
But I think we will just make available if anyone would like to pray.
Ampak mislim si, da če bi kdo želel, molitev, bo verjetno to omogočeno.
A specific thing, not 30 things, please.
Želim, da so to specifične stvari, ne 30 stvari, ampak res tisto nekaj, kaj vam je.
And I want you to come up and you can pray with one of the leaders.
Želim, da pridete in molite z vodji tu spredaj.
And we'll do something different.
In malo drugače bomo naredili.
We're not going to pray for you.
Ne bomo molili zate.
We're going to help you pray for yourself.
Ampak ti bomo pomagali, da boš ti molil zase.
We want you to go through these steps.
Da boš ti šel skozi te korake.
Use your mouth.
Uporabi svoja usta.
Speak your words.
Izgovori svoje besede.
We'll agree with you.
In mi se bomo s tabo strinjali.
See, if we can train the body like this.
Razumete, če bomo svojo cerko tako usposobili.
You don't have to wait till Sunday for somebody else to come and pray for you.
Potem ti ne boš rabil čakati do nedelje, da bo nekdo molil zate, ampak bo že sam znal to.
You can pray like this anytime, any day, every day.
Ti lahko vsak dan, v vsakem času, točno tako moliš, kot imaš tu navedeno.
And then, once in a while, you need somebody to join you for extra power.
Na vsake toliko časa boš morda potreboval nekoga, da se ti pridruži, da bo moč še večja.
Jesus said, when two or three agree, harmonize on something.
Kjer sta dva ali trije zbrana in se strinjajo o neki zadevi, takrat bo
manifestacija.
Torej, prvi sedem korakov. Prvi je razodetje.
Number two, repentance.
Kesanje dva.
Number three, renouncing.
Tri, odrekanje.
Number four, forgiveness.
Štiri, odpuščanje.
Number five, removal.
Pet, odstranitev.
Driving the enemy out. Number six, resisting.
Upreti se šest.
And then number seven, some accountability and fellowship.
In sedem, skupnost in nekaj, na kar se lahko zanese.
This will be available to you.
To vam bo na voljo.
I encourage you, especially this slide right here.
Jaz vas spodbujam, da točno to drsnico.
Maybe you can make copies of it.
Jo skopirate.
This one, and give it to everybody.
In jo vsem date.
Take that, this.
Maybe to.
Put it on your refrigerator.
To si dajte na hladilnik.
Put it on somewhere where you look at it every day.
Dajte nekam, kar to gledate vsak dan.
And begin to work this every day.
In začnite to delati.
Make this a part of your spiritual discipline.
Daj to v del svoje duhovne discipline.
Your daily quiet time, your secret place with God.
V dnevni čas s Bogom, ki ga imaš, daj to noter.
Show me anything I'm believing that's a lie, not of you.
Gospod, pokaži mi vse, v kar verujem, pa je laž in ni od tebe.
So that I can repent.
Da se bom lahko pokesal.
So I can renounce.
Da se bom lahko odrekel.
So I can forgive and be forgiven.
Da bom lahko odpustil, da bom meni odpuščal.
So that I can find what God's word has to say.
Da bom našel, kaj Božja beseda o tem pravi.
And I can resist the enemy.
In se bom lahko uprl sovražniku.
If he attacks me again.
Če me bo spet napadil.
Then I want to share with my family, my wife, my husband, some close friends. So that someone can help hold your account.
In zato želim to potem podeliti morda s svojim zakoncem, svojo družino, da mi lahko potem še oni pri tem pomagajo in me podpirajo.
You say amen?
Lahko rečem amen?
All right. Amen. Amen.